Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bo Camper, Omar Kelly, and we got an hour here.
I like being here with Omar. Omar gets my blood stirring. You know, I got a little.
Omar,
excuse my evil laugh.
It's 1A and 1B for me. It's Omar and Chris Perkins.
Oh, the Perk.
Both provide good entertainment. Both provide good information.
Yeah, let me tell you, the Perk man, he's on a roll these days too.
They kind of cross over in their.
Their thoughts?
We argue all the time.
No. Don't let me finish.
Okay.
They kind of cross over in their personal lives, right? kind of, you know, it's kind of a little, you know, it's a little, always a little.
They have both opened up.
Yeah, yes, a little, you know.
I will tell you, yeah. I saw something that.
Who? What?
Omar's.
Project? Friend. Yeah, my new project?
What,
yeah.
New project.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, so I told you, see, it's like there.
Yeah.
But that's, for, but, another, but that's no, for another time.
No, it could be right now. No, it could be.
Should I or shouldn't I? And I did, and here we go.
No, Perk, and Perk's very open with this. But Perk's old school. He doesn't want to swipe. Perk wants to meet him when he's out, and that's the way he wants to do it.
So he's old school, and Omar, you're more in the digital world,
right?
Yeah, I can still do it old school.
I can still do it old school.
Well, yeah, but you add the digital world into it.
I got to say this.
That's fun.
I got to say this on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
When you swipe, how many swipes back do you usually get on average? You get 8 or 9.
You know what's funny? I'm not swiping that much. I just look at what swipes me.
They can just swipe you. So what kind of swipe movement are you getting?
So walk me through this, Omar.
Uh-huh.
So you're on what is swiping? Is that Tinder?
Hinge is my favorite.
Okay.
Yes.
So
Tinder is just for sex.
So you're on.
That's what you're doing. I mean, you're doing a little of that.
No. I'm not in that world.
Okay. So just walk me through the Hinge now.
Yeah.
So you see someone you like.
Uh huh.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
And then you respond. And do you do a meetup? Or do you?
They got a conversation.
Generally,
it depends. Some young ladies, they just want to get it out the way, and they want to see if. And I prefer this as well. Let's meet up and let's see if there's chemistry.
First of all, let's see what you look like. What I look like.
Yeah, because they never look like the pictures.
No, the
pictures are the best representation they actually are. Yeah.
What do you notice when you see them in real life? Usually, from the picture, what's the difference?
Everybody's probably about 15 pounds heavier.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Let me ask you this. If you ever go somewhere with one of these
dates? And 15 is being generous. I have been on some dates with Greg. I actually like the phone conversation. Here's why I like the phone conversation. The better the personality.
The less you care about the.
No. The better personality, usually the heavier they are.
Okay.
And it's.
So you're saying heavier women have a great
wonderful personality.
So have you ever gone on a Hinge date where you're there first, and I'm Sam, and you're sitting at a bar waiting. So I'll be at the bar, and then you see the person come in, you go, this ain't gonna work.
All the time. All the time.
First sign, this ain't gonna work.
Have you ended it quickly? No,
I'm bad at that. And because I have to, keep this persona right. that I'm nice to everybody, yeah. I can't just be like, "Oh, you look nothing like your pictures."
So if you just tell them to get lost, will they can give you a bad rating? Can they rate?
No. I don't worry about that. I worry about my career. Like, I don't want you to, be on these streets and be able to say, "Oh, I met him. I went on a date with him, and he was a jerk." Yeah, and you didn't say you showed up 40 pounds heavier than your picture. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but there's some girls. Some of those girls you see, especially from the, they're really thin on the top, but then when then comes two ton Tonys comes walking in on that downside and it's
look what you've done to Bo. You got Bo very. See that's what I did too, Bo.
I'm living vicariously.
No, I did the same thing. See, he comes in here.
I got a beautiful wife. I'm good. I'm happy.
You do have a beautiful wife. By the way, Mary, I just want to let you know you are beautiful.
I like to live vicariously through.
No, I do too. I do that because my wife asked me one day, why did you? I was listening. I was on my way to Pilates, and I hear you, like, with Omar, and it sounded like you're looking at the pictures, and I said,
because you are.
I said, I kind of live to him, like, some of that stuff. I just want to know.
She's like, well, you want to be out there on these streets?
No, of course you get that. No, of course you get a little bit of that.
If you want to be out there, I'll let you go out there now.
All you need to say is it's show prep. That's all it is, show prep.
I told her that. I said it's showbiz at its best. That's all it is. Hey, guys, so I'm on this thing. It doesn't sound like Omar's completely sold. Like, look at the Panthers just doing the work on them last night.
Yeah.
You got Bo. They're a mess. And they're calling for everybody's job up there.
But you got two quarterbacks that are side neck and neck, right? I mean, from a rating standpoint, if you look at the numbers, the quarterback ratings, they're like, 27 and 28, 24, 25.
One guy's got a lot more to work with.
But I don't understand the ratings because if you look at the QBR ratings, there's one thing. So there's two different numbers.
ESPN doesn't go by the same QBR.
I don't mess with ESPN's ratings.
So I don't know, figure it out, but – yeah, I'm looking. I'm doing the same thing. I'm looking at their two deep, and I'm going, "Wow, who's here?" And then I don't know. I don't know.
Here's my point.
We're not talking about the 63 Packers ourselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. You want to talk about? Okay, they're a mess. Aren't you a mess?
Yeah.
You want to throw stones at somebody about their problems?
You hit it on initially. And I know we talked about personnel, but that run defense from the front seven across has to get way, way, way better than what it's been.
You know what's crazy, too, Bo? We were talking about a follow-up to that, is Jordan Brooks and Dotson have a ton of tackles and plays.
Yeah.
The problem is
but they're downfield.
They're all 5-6 yards from the line of scrimmage.
When you talk about linebackers, I mean the old school is scrape. Your defensive line kind of stalemates or gets a little depth, and you scrape off to the hole. They're scraping backwards.
They're trapped. They're in traffic. Because
all the front line is coming at them. Very few seams for them to go through. So now you're scraping backwards a little bit.
Right.
And so you tackle them. But you
get blocked.
Third and four.
It's to the secondary. The safeties aren't playing well either.
Yeah.
Nobody. I don't think anybody's playing well except for the two cornerbacks on the edges.
Surprisingly, the two corners are probably the
best. Jones and Rasul Douglas played their ass off.
They've been the best part of that. Which when Cater went down, when Storm went down, Bonner went down.
Oh, we went. Oh boy,
man, and lo and behold, these are the two best guys.
Those are two starters. Those are two NFL starters.
They're bona fide.
Yeah, they're bona fide proven commodities, whereas Storm and Jason Marshall and Ethan Bonner, what have they done?
All those, even Cater, all those guys are undrafted free agents.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
I
say this, and I'm starting to fight with Perk because we were sitting there arguing yesterday, and he's like, "Oh, one thing Chris Greer can do is he can find cornerbacks." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool."
He can find what?
Cornerbacks, yeah.
He's got two that he'd like to forget about. Iggy.
I'm sure it's more than two.
One of them they forgot about yesterday.
Yeah. Right. Like, Like you, you
the, that's right.
sneaking that on sliding, on the dance, sliding that right under.
By the way, what timing on that? It's a great point. Oh, by the way, let me get a little mistake here. Our first guy taken in the draft a few years ago. He's done. He won't be here anymore. It's time for him to move on.
Yeah. No, but me and Chris, we fight all the time. And Chris, he's like, oh well, he could find cornerbacks, and look at all these undrafted players. And blah, 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 blah. Well, it'd be nice if you actually found cornerbacks with the draft picks that you had. You and know, they, Bo, were at, they were actually good. It'd be help.
Bo called it best with Perk. He was walking out with the GM one day, and Bo goes, he's got some good information. Watch this article. Perk came out. It was pretty good, Chris. Article. It was all right.
Because I go stand by the audience, they bring me a couple players for the post game show. And all of a sudden, I see Chris coming back, and Chris Perkins and Chris Greer. And they're like having a. I go, oh. He's getting some dope right now. He's getting a little bit of information.
I don't
want none of that. You can have it. we're
going to go to break here. We got more stuff we'll come back and hit on here with the Miami Dolphins. They got some great stories, but teams got to get a lot better as they get set to and should get a second win up in Charlotte here in a few days.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. I got a little message from Larry Little here. So you know, signing is this coming Tuesday at Books and Books in Coral Gables, 5:30 until 8. Make plans. You want to go down there and meet a real class act who will spend time with you. And he's got great stories, great, great stories. And one of the greats on the only undefeated team in history of the National Football
League. I'll never forget that image in my mind of getting him walk out of that Broham. I thought, man, whoa, this is where am I at, man? I mean, I thought this was like the wildest thing ever. But
He was truly, I ended up bowing 19-8. There were about four or five guys from the undefeated team left. Tim Foley and Larry and Bob, of course. But there wasn't a whole lot of guys still on that group. But, man, he was great. He just so good with young guys.
Yeah.
So good, you know.
And I tell you what, despised the 12-minute run.
You know, I was gonna ask about the 12-minute run, and man, we ran out of time. But yeah, I'm guessing most of the offensive linemen weren't fans. Yeah, of that
well, I wasn't a big fan of it. I didn't.
I like the conditioning they do today. None.
You like the practicing they do today, none.
How about they came out the first day and they ran sprints for the first day?
Okay.
And that was it.
That was when they would actually that the groups did that on their own.
No,
right?
I'm talking about our team. Well, they called it on their own. They said, "Hey, let's go."
We didn't do it on our own.
No.
No.
I just read something about Pat Riley's. It was one of the coaches talking about Pat Riley's 17 sprint deal. It was kind of like the 12 minute run, and he had different times, so he had to do it three times 17 times back and forth. You started with the Lakers, 17 times back and forth across the basketball court width. And you had to do it under a certain many times. You had to do it three times. So you had to go 17 times was one set, and you had to do it like under 5 minutes or something.
Anybody ever asked Pat Riley how he came up
and
with
that? And
he
did that three – well, I read about it, and I don't know.
He had some Don Shula in
him. I think he may have got it from like – was Joe B. Hall or whoever was it, Kentucky?
Oh, could have been. Yeah, whatever, he could have gone way back to his Kentucky days.
Way back. Because he came out of the radio booth, right, in L.A. He was doing – wasn't he doing radio?
I don't know, but it didn't take Pat Riley long to figure it out from the radio to being one of the great head coaches.
I was in the gym the other day, and I'm watching the NBA. They put the NBA thing, and they're doing – I'm watching Lakers, Pistons, right in this game six in the NBA Finals, right when basketball was like just at his at its
knockdown,
best,
drag out,
at its absolute best.
Hard fouls, knocking guys
Lakers
down.
Pistons. Now, let me tell you, we're talking Bad Boys Pistons.
Yeah, the Bad Boy. Yeah, it was Dumars. It was Zeke
Isaiah,
was there.
Rodman, Sally,
Sally, all those guys. Lambeer. And then the Lakers had Worthy. They had Magic. They had
Cooper.
Yeah, they had all those guys.
Kareem.
Kareem, and I'm telling you, and there's a no one. I didn't. I watched three quarters of the game. No one shot a 3-point. No 3-point shots at all, at all.
That's when centers, man. Centers were doing a lot of scoring.
You watch Magic with that fast break, and he would get the ball at maybe under the basket or maybe three quarters of the, and it was just a. I mean, you talking about fast break. He was coming down with just at a blazing
speed. By the
way,
his passes,
and
too.
His, and just did,
he had to
everyone
do a bounce pass.
They had those two guys coming from the wings.
Unbelievable.
Coming in. You got Magic coming down there and someone coming right down the middle. He was here on one side or the other, and, man, it was a thing of beauty. But then you had Daly, Pat, or
Chuck Daly.
Chuck Daly.
I almost said John Daly from all the commercials.
And their answer to it was just, boom, physical.
Yep.
Knock these guys down.
It was a great time of basketball. It was. I actually enjoyed that a
loved
lot
it.
More.
Loved
I did. I enjoyed watching all those
You don't like seeing people throw up three-pointers, throw up 43-pointers?
Way too many. Way too many for me.
Yeah.
Guys drive to the basket now and dish out for open three.
Oh, nobody playing defense.
I'd rather watch NCAA basketball. In NCAA basketball in the Final Four, only because like 99.9% of those guys know they're not going to the NBA, and so they play a little more of that. And they're shooting up. They're hoisting up
too.
The 3-pointer, but at least they're doing some pick and rolls and doing some of this stuff and play a little defense. But
I'm really curious with the Heat and what this thing going to look like. And I know he's going to say the same thing. We want to get one of the playoff positions and get out of the play-in and
all Bam said they're contenders.
Yeah, well, you got how long's Tyler's out for? 2 months.
He's out 2 months.
Yeah, I mean that.
Shoulder shrug.
Well, but look, the NBA.
He's their best scorer they have.
The NBA game, I think, to me,
he's the best scorer. I'm not saying he's a great all-around player, but he's the best scorer they have.
They got players that'll step up and score points.
The NBA.
He's the only one averages 23.
The NBA just wants to play well enough to get in the playoffs. wherever you are, right?
You know what, Omar and I got favorite players. I just realized, and that's not one of his players.
Who, Tyler? I mean, Tyler Huger's all right. He's a nice, great chip to trade eventually.
You see what he's due to get now on the new contract?
Oh, my God.
$50 million a year. Who? Like $150 million for three.
Tyler Hero?
They can pay him that.
50 for three. Or 50 a year for three.
150 over 3 years.
Well, it's cheap. And what are the big guys are getting, 75, 80?
No. We got a guy getting ready to go into we just had this conversation. I think Steph Curry's getting ready to
get 100.
Going to 60 a
60.
Year.
60. Well, but
nobody got any problem with Steph Curry making 60.
LeBron's up around 75.
I don't think anybody's there quite yet. No.
I don't know.
I'm curious.
I don't
now.
Think the contracts are.
Well, look, you know,
but
look,
they will be.
Let me tell you what. Those guys, like you take LeBron, the big guys. Because they make more money. Well, I'm not going to say more money off the court, but they certainly make a lot of money off the court.
Oh, LeBron makes a lot more money
internationally.
Oh no!
Right?
The between the shoe contracts and all the things. Bo, did you ever think we'd be talking about so many athletes being billionaires?
No.
Well, LeBron's a billionaire.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, so look, you've got Pat Mahomes owns part of the Kansas City Royals, and a soccer team, the girls' soccer team, I believe. Right, and he's still playing football.
LeBron makes $52.6 million from the Lakers.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
That doesn't even include
No. Yeah, I'm talking just salary.
Basketball. Yeah,
yeah. I was a little over,
but no, there are a lot of guys in the 50. No, there's a lot of young guys going to make. They're talking about today. If you're a star coming into the league,
yeah,
you're looking at $500 to $600 million in your career.
Lifetime annual deal with Nike for $30 million a year. Notice I said lifetime.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Lifetime.
That's a little better. That's even a little better than the Bobby Bonilla payday. Right?
Yeah. But by the way, only one better, MJ and Nike.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an owner, so I guess.
Yeah, no, he's
he has his own brand under Nike. Braun doesn't have a brand under Nike.
No, but yeah,
but I wouldn't mind a $30 million check for life.
Come on, man.
You could give me that one time, and I'm sure I can make it work.
Yeah, yeah. Just give it to me 1 year.
Give me one time. I'll work for a lifetime. Just give it to me one time.
Hey, before I forget, this Darren Waller story.
What a great story.
I've never been more wrong.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I want an apology. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
Are you telling me you stayed on the bandwagon the whole time?
I did not criticize him.
I'm going to tell you whether you wrote something or not. Were you thinking?
I was thinking there's got to be something wrong with him medically.
Right.
And here's where I will condemn them. They lied to us
consistently. Yep.
Don't ever lie to me. Don't ever lie because you lie and it's going to make it worse.
What part did he lie about?
They consistently said he wasn't injured. The man comes out, scores two touchdowns, and he said, like, I suffered a tear.
Hip.
You're the one actually broke that. I think you're the first one to say the hip thing about his hip.
They didn't go. They made it sound like it was
like
just a little.
We even asked Chris. We got to a point where we were just like, Mike, did he suffer an injury after you guys signed?
Here was my deal with Chris.
Is he hurt? No.
Here's my deal with Darren Waller. Okay, you sign him. You know when you sign him? What it was a month before training camp or whatever the point you signed.
Yeah. When you traded Jonnu Smith,
you go okay. Yeah, so you traded Jonnu Smith.
It was like Fourth of July weekend,
right? And so he hasn't played for a year and a half. Because I think the last part of his season before that was a little choppy or something, maybe. Anyway,
I think he finished the season.
Let's just say
he missed two camps.
Yeah, okay. And so my thing was, okay, so, you know, I likened it to Odell Beckham. Like, here you see this guy, and he's been out for a year.
Mm-hmm.
How's he going to – now you're 4 weeks into the season. And this guy was supposed to be ready for game one. You go, oh, here we go. So is this going to be a lingering, maybe another 6 weeks? But then he goes in and, so my thing was, well, why'd you do this if you're not going to play? You got these two tight ends that are really not doing a whole lot. And you're waiting for this guy.
All your eggs are into Darren Waller basket.
So he comes in. And the other thing was, you stay out of that for that long of a time. And you never get him full contact before going into a full contact game.
Mm-hmm.
And, the one thing I did notice on that first route they ran, that was a no-touch route. He was running against air. They put him in a really nice spot. Let him get in there.
I think he'd be running against air most of the season.
Well, I think so. I think so. But then, and then they did the right. Then the other thing is, fourth and four in the goal line, you do exactly what you want to do. You got a big, tall guy in there, 6 foot six guy. Throw it up. Let him go up after it.
Yeah.
And that, well, that worked out.
So that's why he's going to be such a good – if he can stay healthy, such a good red zone, big old target for him to get it going. But, hey, man, what a start. And you're right, everybody's pounding him about, hey, when's he coming back? When's he coming back? And then Mike one day said one of the craziest things. We might have to start thinking about making a change with that. Like, he might be done or he might play. And, and we were like, wow, that's a big difference between you might not be on the team and you might play this week. So they wait an extra week. Yeah. They didn't play him on the Sunday, Thursday.
Yeah.
And then they come
back.
So
how many snaps did he have?
Not many.
That's a good question.
12?
I got to look it up.
Was that 11?
I'll say under 20. Way under 20.
Yeah. Which was about, I think, about what everyone – I was just surprised they went to him right early as soon as he came in.
Hey, man.
Went right to him.
He looked quick.
Which was good. It got him in the game.
By the way, Bo, he looked quick to me.
You know what? We don't really talk about this much, but you got to give some credit to the Dolphins training staff. Dave Palooka, the 16 plays, the strength guy, to have him ready to play like that without being out a year. And
well, he wanted to play too, but you got to give him.
No
he
doubt.
Didn't come here.
Look,
he had the money.
A couple million.
Were
I
his.
Understand that, but he also.
He just got divorced. You never know, Joe.
He got divorced
a while back.
He got divorced last year.
From what I understand, he had a pretty good training regimen. Himself.
Yeah, he came in shape.
By the way, he did. He looked, there are no questions, seeing him on the sideline in preseason, his ass is in shape.
But I don't know about you. You saw him more than me, Omar, because I don't go once.
We never saw him work.
I never saw him run a route.
Yeah, I never saw him run a route.
The first route I saw him run was the route he ran on Monday night.
There was one preseason game where he got in there and he did the warm up, and that was like the only time I ever saw him run a route.
Right, exactly.
And you're not really moving full speed, so I never saw him until the game.
So you have no idea what to expect.
No clue.
Didn't play in three games.
But to their defense, they had been very, especially Frank Smith.
Yeah.
Very adamant that this guy is still elite.
Well, look, I'm watching training camp.
Way to go, Frank.
I'm watching training camp.
That's his guy.
And Waller's not playing.
Oh, they go back
he's not playing
Vegas together.
And I'm looking and I go, the heat's on a few guys, and one of them is Frank Smith. Because if this guy comes out and becomes Odell Beckham.
He didn't force them to trade Jonnu Smith.
No, I get it. But you know, I mean, he stood up rightly.
Stood up for his guy.
For his guy, Darren Waller. So – but that goes south, that's a badge on him, right?
I got news for you at the end of the day. The general manager got to sign off on everything that happened.
Right. You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kim Bocamper with us, as well as Miami Dolphins leave Saturday for a game Sunday at 1 o'clock against the Panthers. And, of course, Florida State, Miami,
ooh,
Saturday night. Yeah, boy, man, don't make big plans, Bo.
I was a little disappointed that Florida State lost. I was looking for a
– See, me too.
I was looking for an undefeated, yeah, you know, game. And just in
can you imagine that? That would have been like a 3-5 or something, yeah, with all the teams, yeah, losing last, yeah, weekend.
I just want the Canes to take care of business.
Well,
I don't care.
Look, yeah, I tell you, if that Florida State defense plays the way they did last week against
Virginia,
they didn't – bad tackling, bad space, anything you could do bad, that defense did.
But
you let that team walk through you the way they did, oh, my gosh.
But that's another team and another franchise that, well, I call it a college team, yeah, franchise, that shows you NIL. One year you can have a horrible, yeah, team because you made bad purchases. Next year, yeah. The next year you could be right back, yeah, in it because you made, yeah, good purchases.
Well, by the way, Florida State is the greatest example
of that time, that
turnaround. Of being really good and then really bad because they missed on a quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they get this kid, Tommy Castellanos, to come in. Mm-hmm. He's been an upgrade, but they also upgraded a bunch of positions.
Well, look,
as long as you hit on it,
you could buy. If you could buy, you got the money.
The first couple weeks, I thought Florida State was the best football. The first week, I thought they were the best football team I saw.
They beat Alabama
opening week. When
good.
I thought this was okay. And that was that. Last day, they were horrible. Now you get the quarterback. You get some other offensive line.
It's like the NFL now where don't know.
But I still think they're a very good football team. I just think they went into said, hey, look, you know, we're just going to walk through this team. We're getting ready for,
yep,
Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's what it looked like. My eyeballs, yes, told me these guys weren't ready for this game.
No, Tommy Castellano said,
yeah,
we've been reading our clippings a little,
yeah,
bit too much,
yeah,
and everybody's already looking maybe, yeah, at that UM game. And, you know, coach said that's not the case.
Yeah,
you know,
well, that's because it's his
responsibility.
Right.
Yes. Nah, no question
about
it.
Have your team ready.
Well, they got a lot of good players, man. It's
still
going to
be good.
Point.
Miami, Florida State's always
and
good.
And Miami hasn't been on the road.
Yeah.
Miami,
yeah,
has not heard the noise on the road,
yeah,
this first time.
Now I'm nervous now because you were the first one that told me they hadn't played a road game yet.
No, it's been a nice little home schedule.
Silent cadence. You got a lot of things you got to work out.
Florida State got that new state. They've redid that
Doak
stadium.
Doak Campbell.
The Doak is like high class now. Big locker rooms. A lot of
amenities.
It's going to be noisy.
Would you be a college recruit looking for amenities, Bo? Tell me the truth.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, it depends. Look, you know, I didn't have a choice. But I think to some guy. So let me give you. So Kenneth Grant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they draft Kenneth Grant. Kenneth Grant in his opening interview says, you know, and this is an NFL thing. He says, you know, I heard that the Dolphins had an A1 program, mm-hmm, and that meant something to me.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So that and look, he's going to come. He didn't have a choice where to go.
Yeah.
But he reiterated that the amenities, the food,
yeah,
the locker, it all means something.
Oh, I think it does.
It means something to him.
And
if you're a high school kid coming out, and you go to Georgia Tech, got pretty nice facilities, and then the next time, then you go up to Ohio State or you go to Florida State, which they've redone for their players.
Yeah,
they did two things at Florida State. I don't care about the bowl. They made the locker rooms, A1 locker rooms. And they gave their biggest donors a place to come and a place to enjoy the football games.
Here's my thing about Florida State. I used to cover Florida State during my college years. And their facility and amenities and dorming and housing for the players in 2000.
Yeah.
Probably still better than what University of Miami is today. And they've upgraded and renovated.
Right. Twice, three times.
Three times.
I got to tell you, though. Miami's on a roll, and they got another $200 million project going right now, but that's a different world.
Yeah.
They do have an indoor facility at 70 yards, and it's getting knocked out right now. It's going to 100.
Yeah.
They're not taking
– No, I haven't been down, but I've seen
– It's that's the thing I don't understand. It's an arms race.
So it's an arms race because you got – You know, kids that feel
it's
like
important to these kids.
Important to these kids.
Yes.
Oh, look at my lock. So I forget they were going through one of the locker rooms, and maybe it was Alabama or somebody. They put new lockers, you got your backpack.
Yeah.
You got your this, and this is a place to put your water. And you got this, and you got that.
The air dryers.
And you got speakers.
Yeah.
Your own speakers, and you got. And the guy's going, "Oh wow, this is great," you know. So and especially if you're talking to an 18-year-old, 17-year-old kid. You know,
it's almost like
with me,
it wouldn't have mattered, the
locker room never meant anything to me other than get dressed and get
we
out.
We just didn't have like you. Well,
I want the hot tub, cold tub.
Yeah.
That stuff. I want a massage, area.
You want the things that affect your play on the field and give you the better opportunity. Having a locker that's got speakers in it doesn't help you on the football field.
So you know what?
I'm talking about you. You get the cold tubs, you know, all the therapy stuff you need and all that. Great training stuff.
I covered the University of Miami when they didn't even have a training table. And that was during the great days.
Those guys just wanted to stay together and play.
Let me tell you what I would say, Omar. When I came to the Dolphins, when Joe came to the Dolphins, we didn't have much better than what Miami had.
No. Our weight room was a joke.
We didn't have a weight room.
We went to court rooms and sport rooms.
The year I got there, we had no weight room. None. There was a Universal gym sitting out in the laundry room, and that was it. But, and we're going, I went to San Jose State, didn't have much of a weight room.
You know what, though?
I walked in and go, where's the weight room? Yeah, we don't have
one. I think everybody now, if you're going to be in this football thing and you're really about it, besides NIL money.
Yeah.
And what you pay your coaches and all that
stuff. You got to be serious about it.
Look
at the Big Ten. Big Ten is getting ready to sign a $2 billion equity for these equity, what are they, you know, the guy.
They're selling them like franchises.
The NFL. The NFL teams, I think some other team just got a buyer. That you can sell 10% of your team to these investors. Only 10%, so for the NFL teams, you sell 10%, you sell 8%. They're selling 8 to 10%. I think most of them are selling about 8%, and for that number is probably over $1 billion, right? And you know what those guys that buy get? Nothing. They get to be on the sidelines. They get access, and you know what? When it comes to business decisions, they got no say so. You can come in and say
maybe they have some say so about the coach.
No, I don't
think. I think Steve Ross has some influence in Michigan's coach.
No.
You're talking pro, you're going back and forth.
I'm talking to the business. I'm looking at the business of the game.
Mm-hmm.
The owner owns 90% of it. You got 10% of it. You can say, but your vote carries no water.
Hey, if I'm writing them checks.
I got news for you.
I got some say.
You got nothing to say.
Omar's right about one thing.
If we're sitting in a room here.
Omar, Stephen Ross got pulled.
I'm sorry.
We're making a decision.
If I write the biggest check, I get some say.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Stephen Ross gets all the say.
Yes.
These two minor league guys, they got no say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking
None.
About. Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the equity
guys. In the college game, if I write the biggest check.
No, you're right.
You better run this thing by me.
Look, that was the same with that guy. It was always like that in Oklahoma State. They had that big guy that was, you know, giving them all the money.
Now here's Texas Tech. There's a billionaire that's fueling their 4-0 program.
In the college game, I'm 100% with you on that.
Hey, by the
way. Man is footing the Bills.
I know one thing. You guys are sitting here talking about nice facilities in college and pro. I know one thing. Stephen Ross went out and built these guys a state-of-the-art for the NFL, what he's given them, all those things you guys are talking about. They got it all.
No doubt.
They ain't nothing they don't have. They don't, there's nothing
and
they don't have.
And I just wonder at one point, at what point does Stephen Ross go, I've given you everything possible.
Everything.
You need to redo contracts. I throw money in. I do this. You need extra this. You need extra that. What the F do I get out of that? Everything else looks great. The rest of it's good.
Look, you got
one part.
You got a facility there, that practice facility, where if you get hurt, you can walk right off the field and go into a
they
doctor.
They did that. Yeah.
Go right into the doctor.
Go right in there, get an MRI.
State of the art MRI facility.
They roll, right they roll you right there.
I was walking out one day and I saw one that they had some guy standing on the sidewalk beside the hospital where there's that little gate that goes in.
Yeah.
And he's running cones. They're doing something like working somebody out. He's running cones. I'm going, man, they got everything there. But they're giving him everything.
What else do you need? If you get injured, you don't have to go to a hospital. We got one right there.
And I think the only thing that keeps Mr. – and look, I Mr. Ross is very passionate about this football team.
He's pissed off
No doubt. No question. But he's still an active businessman. He's building Boca Raton. He's building West Palm Beach.
Oh,
he's turning West Palm Beach into Boca Raton into New York City.
But that's business. Yeah. This is pleasure.
But that's it.
Or it's supposed to be.
No, but pleasure
is
pleasure.
It's supposed to be pleasure.
Pleasure. Business is business.
Hey, guys, I want to thank both of you for coming in here.
Did we get anything?
No, we didn't get anything accomplished. But I did.
Joe thinks Carolina's going to be a cakewalk.
Maybe I should only drink one cup of coffee.
No. I like when you guys are both jacked up. All day, Dan Day. Thank you so much. Hey. Thank you. We'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.